All right, 7:30, Chairman.
Recording in progress.
All right, go right ahead. It's all you.
Good evening. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available for the township clerk, and notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Zimmerman?
Here.
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Reggio? Mr. Blount? Let me just see if he's in the holding area. No, I don't see him. Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Present.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag? Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You're in anything.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, we have three changes to the agenda. The application of Carmelo Medina for Teresa Court is adjourned until July 8, 2021 with no further notice to the adjoining property owners, but they do need to publish it in the newspaper. Next, the application of Mohammed Ridwan is postponed to July 8th with no further notice required at all by the applicant. Finally, the application of Dwight Mitchell, 20 Summershade Circle, is adjourned until July 8th, 2021 with no further notice by the applicant. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's proceed to number five, 21ZB30V, Rolanda Johnson.
Is Ms. Johnson present?
Yes, I'm here.
Ms. Johnson, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do the testimony you're about to give? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
Rolanda Johnson, 73 Oris Avenue.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
I want to put a pool in the backyard. I guess I'm replacing the pool. The previous owners had an above ground pool. My backyard is up against Route 18, so I guess it's considered a front yard. So that's why we are here today.
Henry, do you have any comments?
No, just that this is a unique lot. It does have three frontages, actually. So it backs up to Hose Lane East, which is considered Route 18. It has Oris Avenue in the front of the property. And there's also a smaller paper street that runs along the right side of the property. So again, we have three frontages on this property, creating a no doubt an undue hardship. I don't see any issues with the application. I think the location of the pool is appropriate considering the, again, all the frontages and that the back of the house abuts Route 18.
I apologize.
Mr. Chairman, if there are no further questions by the board, you should open it to the public.
Will do. At this point, I'll open up to the public for any comments about this application. Anyone in the public?
Chairman Cahill, there was an Angie and Jose who had their hand up before it started, so I don't know if you'd like to address
them. Are they still there?
Come on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Angie and Jose. I'm sorry, we just didn't hear our name being called, so we just wanted to make sure that we're here and that we're present for the court.
Yes, no, we only did the board members. We haven't done your case yet, Angie.
Oh, I understand. I do apologize. Thank you.
No, it's okay. Thanks.
So there's no hands raised, Laura?
I do not see anyone else with their hands raised.
Good. Public portion's closed. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Anyone else second?
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery? Excuse me, he's not here. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson, your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you. You'll need that for your permits.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night now.
You too.
Good luck.
Let's move to item number 7, 21-ZB-37V. Angela, go.
Oh, this is Mike Portapillo. I was trying to get on. I'm on the phone. I'm also in this meeting. I live at 11 Revere Road.
Haven't called you yet, sir.
Okay. Sorry.
Just be patient. We'll get to you. Angela Gomes?
Yes, we're here.
Hi.
Are you both going to be testifying this evening?
Correct.
Okay, I need to swear both of you in. Could you each raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes. Yes.
One at a time. Could I have your name and address, please?
Sure. Angela Gomes, address 116 Hefferman Street, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Jose De Jesus, 116 Hefferman Street, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
Okay, we are trying to get a variance for the fence. We are also installing a pool. And we have an easement currently, so we need to get the variance to get relief.
Jeremy, I wish to talk to Mr. Hinterstein.
Yes, Henry, I'd wonder if you could go through your site impact with this applicant.
Yeah, again, this is an application for a pool in a front yard. So another corner property where we have two frontages. There is some limited space. So if the pool, due to the fact that there is a sort of overhang porch, a second story porch, the pool was moved to the backyard, it would be probably closer than the 10 feet along the rear line. So they're requesting, I believe, 18 foot from the property setback. My recommendation would be is to push that back slightly. An additional 2 feet so that the pool is at least 20 feet from the property line along Mountain Avenue. And then really that's my biggest concern. The fence is in the easement. It's been there. I believe the easement was purchased actually after the fact when the Mountain Avenue was improved. So I don't have an issue with the chain link fence being in the easement. The applicant would just have to agree to the fact that if for some reason the township were to need to gain access to that easement, it would be the homeowner's responsibility for any costs associated with the removal and replacement of that fence.
Ms. Gomes and Mr. De Jesus, do you agree to move the pool slightly as recommended by Mr. Hinterstein?
Yes, we are.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the board members? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application? Ms. Buckley?
No one's raising their hand.
Public portion's closed. I'd make a motion to approve this application with Henry's recommendations.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved as amended. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will send that document to you, but you'll need that document to get your permits.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Good
luck, guys. Have a great night.
Bye.
Let's move on to item number 8, 21-ZB-39V, Carrie and Matt Algier.
Present.
How are we doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name, please.
Matthew Algier.
And you live at 15 Revere Road?
15 Revere Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We are trying to seek a permit for the pool, a bonding of a pool that's on the property. And we were brought to our attention that the existing fence that's on the property is on an easement. So we're trying to get approved for the variance for that fence that's there.
Henry, could you go over some of the information on the site impact for this applicant?
Yeah, well, along with the items mentioned by the applicant, the pool, the existing fence that runs over the easement, there's also an oversized, what's noted as a shed structure with a deck in the back of the property. So that shed structure is over what's allowed as a maximum accessory structure building as far as dimensions and size. My question, did you have a chance to look over the staff report that was provided to you?
Yes.
Can you give us a little bit of a description of what that shed is, what it's being used for? Are there rooms inside that shed? Is there utilities, plumbing, electric?
No, there's no utilities. It's just storage. Use it for a lot of like lawnmower equipment and some kids' toys.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And what's the deck portion of that structure? Why is there like a deck off of it?
It's like a little sitting area before the door. It just has it's like a little overhang area kind of that make it look like, I don't know, just almost okay. Like a little sitting area, but not very okay. Practical.
And so there's no utilities in there whatsoever?
No. However, we did, when we pulled a permit to do the electric to bond the pool, we did run a service to the shed because it's located right there by the pool motor and everything. So it was kind of done at the same
service. There's an outlet,
like a 50 amp service to the shed was ran at the same time. So like a panel, a sub panel, I guess.
Okay, but so there's lights in the shed?
No lights, just a sub panel, and then from there there's an outlet that goes outside to the where the pool is
for the pool area. Okay,
and then like an access outlet.
And that was on your permit application, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then as mentioned in the previous application, you understand if for some reason the fence has to be removed to gain access to the easement, that would be your responsibility. Any costs associated with the removal and replacement of that fence would be your responsibility.
I understand.
Okay.
Hearing the description of the shed, I don't think I have an issue with it. Again, it's to be used as a shed only. It's a little bit oversized, but the setbacks are comply with the accessory structure setbacks. It seems like it's been there for a while. The property's rather large, so I don't really see an issue with it based on the description provided by the applicant.
Thank you, Henry. Any other board members have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments for this application?
My name is Mike Cartapillo. I got something in the mail certified about the situation with the variance. I have no problem with the variance.
Hey, sir, let's stop. Let me stop you for a minute. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Okay.
Swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Michael Partapillo, and my address is 11 Revere Road, Piscataway, New Jersey, and the address is the zip code is 08854-5132.
Thank you. Go ahead with your comments, please.
No, the only comment I had was I'm okay because I'm directly next door. I'm okay with the variance, but the only thing that kind of annoyed me was the fact that the paperwork that came through did not have the correct spelling of my name. And I checked my township document.
You might want to take that up with the township clerk. We could clearly rectify that situation.
The homeowner sends the notices out, Chairman, not the town. Unless it was wrong on the tax records, but he would be
getting a tax bill. My tax bill is sewer bill. Check. check them.
That could be our error. And if so, we apologize. I would have to see the exact document.
Okay. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Mr. Portillo. Any other?
Okay.
Anyone else in the public have any questions, comments? Ms. Buckley?
I don't see anyone, Chairman.
Okay, let's make close the public portion. I'll make a motion to approve this application with Henry's comments.
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman? Oh, he had to recuse himself. Excuse me. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll send that document to you, but you'll need that to get your permits.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great night, sir.
Have a great night.
Let's move on to item number 11. Am I right, Laura? 11 at this point?
Yes.
Okay. 21-CB-17/18V, Solops LLC.
Goodness. Hi, everyone. I'm Susan Rubright. I'm the attorney for Solops. Okay, we have two applications. The first one is for 371 Hose Lane, which I believe is the application that you just called. So what I would like to do is just provide you with a brief overview, and then I do have the appropriate witnesses to testify this evening. As noted, the property is located at 371 Hose Lane. It's known as Block 6003, Lot 13. It is located in the BP1 Business Professional 1 zone. There is an existing office building on the property along with the related parking lot. The proposal is to install carport and rooftop solar panels and the related equipment. Solar installations are a conditional use under your ordinances. The application does not meet all of the conditions of the conditional use set out in your ordinance. Hence, we are before this board. We are tonight seeking preliminary and final site plan approval to install the carport solar panels and the rooftop solar panels and the related equipment. We are also seeking variances for the 371 Hose Lane property for deviations from your solar ordinance. The first one is the height of the structure supporting the solar panel in the parking lot. Your ordinance provides a maximum of 10 feet are permitted. 20.33 feet is proposed due to the nature of the structure. We do have a planner who will be providing testimony in support of that. The second variance is the height of the solar panel on the roof. 12 inches is a maximum permitted, and we are at 12.3 inches. And I would suggest that, as the planner will indicate, that that is a de minimis deviation. We're also seeking a variance from the plug-in electric vehicle charging stations requirement. None are proposed. And then we are reducing, and then a final variance would be for a number of parking spaces. We are reducing the number of parking spaces by two. One of the comments from Mr. Hinderstein was that the existing dumpster on the property needs to have an enclosure, and we are going to be working with the property owner to do that, and that will require that we eliminate two parking spaces. We're also seeking a number of design waivers for site items that we would suggest or advocate are not applicable to the limited nature of this application. You can find those in our application, I can certainly have the site engineer go through those. The professionals that I have this evening are Cliff Quay, who is a professional engineer and professional planner. I also have Mr. Chris Gorga, who represents the solar installer and professional, who will be able to provide any information that with regard to the actual installation that Mr. Quay may not be able to supply. So with that, and then of course we have the report from Mr. Hinderstein, and Mr. Quay has been working with Mr. Hinderstein and will be able to provide an update on that. I think essentially they have worked out what we need to do, what we can agree to, and what the owner of the property will need to do as well. So I will leave that to Mr. Quay, and Mr. Hinderstein was on, I believe. Yes, there he is. So he can, you know, certainly provide his input on that as well, to the extent that Mr. Quay does not address that. So what I would like to do is provide is introduce Mr. Cliff Quay, and we can qualify him and proceed with our testimony.
Please proceed.
Mr. Quay, could you raise your right hand?
Certainly.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Have your name and address, please.
Yeah, so it's Clifton Quay, that's Quay, and the business address is 10,000 Mid-Atlantic Drive, Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
Thank you.
And I apologize, I can't, for some reason, I'm not getting up on a camera here. I don't know. I've been on tons of Zoom meetings and never had a problem with it, but I'm having one tonight.
I need to make him a panelist if he wants to be seen. Yeah, they tried webinars. I will promote you. You're going to automatically be muted, and then you'll be able to unmute. So.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. See, I already did it.
Promoted. Right.
It's promoted. He should be coming back on. There he is.
And there
you
is.
Go.
All right. We can see you. Perfect. Thank cool. you.
Super. Right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
So, as was already summarized, this is an application for...
Actually, Cliff, I think Ms. Keneally would prefer that I qualify you. Just give that
certainly.
It says Stantec next to your name, but if you can just go through who do you work for, and you're also a professional planner and a professional
engineer.
I'm
a vice president with Stantec Consulting Services. I'm both a licensed professional engineer and professional planner in the state of New Jersey. I've actually been qualified in front of your board previously, but it was probably 12 or 13 years ago when we did a data center on Corver Place South. But I did get the opportunity to work with Mr. Hinderstein back then when we did that application. I've been qualified in front of numerous boards as both an engineer and planner in the state of New Jersey, and I've been doing this for longer than I can remember at this point.
Mr. Chairman, I'm acceptable as a professional engineer and professional planner.
Super. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Mr. Rick, please proceed.
Yeah. Thank
okay.
you.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Just go through the location, the lot size, the zone, and also, if you can, to the extent you can, the purpose of the application. And you heard my introduction in terms of the nature of the facility and the nature of the solar installation.
Certainly.
Now you got the stage.
No problem. So as was stated, the purpose of the application is basically to install canopy mounted solar panels in the rear parking lot of the office building at 371 Hose Lane. They're going to cover the vast majority of the rear parking lot on the building. I actually have an aerial if it would be of benefit to the board for me to bring it up and show you that. I don't know if I have the ability to do that or not. But if you've got plans in front of you, you can certainly see what I'm talking about. The purpose of the solar field is to supply power to the building itself. This is what's known as a zero net meter installation. So the power is going to the building, and it's anticipated it will supply a little in excess of 90% of the overall power needs of the building. So it certainly, provide energy to that building at a set rate that's been negotiated with the company that is going to, you know, put the solar field in place out there. So it's, in my mind, sort of a win-win. You've got, a building owner in the community that's now going to be able to establish a steady rate for utilities. And those utilities are going to be provided by clean energy, which, as I saw on the website, is certainly something that the township's looking to promote. In addition to that, just as an ancillary benefit, the canopies themselves actually do provide some cover for the parking in the rear lot. I mean, it's basically like parking under a carport in the back once they're installed. So that's a general overview of what we're looking to do here. And I can talk, if you like, a little specifically about the relief that we're seeking and why I think from a planning standpoint, the relief's appropriate. So as was mentioned, we need a conditional use. This is a use variance because we don't meet all the conditions of the conditional use. Solar is allowed in the zone, but it has to meet the conditions. Because of the way these canopies are constructed over a large parking field like this, they are higher than the maximum of 10 feet that is allowed. The panel design is sort of it's a V shape. So the outside edge of the panels need to be high enough that they won't get run into, say if a truck or something like that circulates through the back parking lot. They slope inward towards the center or basically the median of the parking spaces. That way, if you get any snow melt or anything like that or sliding snow, it's not coming down on the outside edge of those panels. I'm sure all of us at one time or another have experienced that, say maybe being near a standing seam roof when some snow decides to slide off it in the winter and you get that surprise of getting a head full of snow coming down on top of you. By designing the systems or the structure so that they slope towards the middle, you don't have that issue. The actual little bit of heat that's generated from the panels themselves tends to melt snow that's on them, but you certainly can get a little bit of buildup. And that's one of the features from a safety standpoint of the design. So the overall height is the height at the very outside edge or the top of the V. And it's really a function of having enough clearance under those as they overhang the parking spaces to make sure that they wouldn't be, clipped by a truck or something like that if it circulated through the lot. So the other relief requested is related to the rooftop panels that are going on. They have a slight pitch to them. And as a result of that, the height of the outside edge of those panels is 12.3 inches, as opposed to the 12 that's permitted above a rooftop. Now, it is a flat roof. I don't believe that the 3-inch deviation is going to create any additional visibility of those panels from the street. As a matter of fact, it's a 3-story building. They're not going to be visible at the height that they're at, unless you're flying over in a plane. And then the building itself is a 40-foot building, which is the maximum height in the zone. The 3 inches, the 3 inches above the 12 creates a deviation where we need a technical variance for building height of 40.3 feet, where the maximum building height is 40. So they're the variances related to the solar panel installation itself. Then the one other that we're requesting is variance to basically not put in the vehicle charging stations. The company that does the solar panels is not one that does charging stations. If they did, it would sort of be a no-brainer, but they don't. Typically that would be something that a lot owner would look at. I mean, often those deals are negotiated with somebody that does that type of installation, and certainly the owner's cognizant of that and, may pursue that separately. But we would like to get a variance to not do that at this time so that requirement is not tied to the solar installation. Outside of that, there were a couple of minor design waivers. And as was mentioned, I've got the opportunity to meet with Henry out on site and then converse with him afterwards on a follow-up call. And I'm comfortable that, we're on the same page. We're working out all the comments that are in his letter. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I think, Cliff, there was also the parking variance.
Yes. I'm psyched. That's correct.
That ties in with your comments that you had with Mr. Hinderstein, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So one of the comments in the review letter was to provide a trash enclosure. Currently, There are two dumpsters that are sitting way at the back of the site, but they're sitting essentially in a park, you know, in two parking spaces. So we're going to, you know, work with the owner to get the appropriate location for those and install an enclosure around them, but it will take up two of the parking spaces that are out there. So to the extent that we need a variance on parking, we're requesting a reduction of two spaces on the lot. They're under current standards and based on direct observation. And obviously, you know, we're not fully occupied back in the offices, but there appears to be more than enough parking on this site to satisfy the needs of the building. The site currently has somewhere in the neighborhood of 569, 570 spaces on it. So,
okay.
So I think that covers it all.
Yeah, so Cliff, I know you talked about in some degree about the criteria for the variances, but this is covered as a conditional use. It falls within the Coventry Square standards. And with that case, isn't it true that the focus of the negative criteria is on the impact of the deviation, not the impact of the use? And I know you spoke about that.
Yeah.
In your professional opinion, is it your opinion that the carport proofs, or if you can just go briefly through the carport, the proofs for the carport, that there is no impact on the neighboring properties, or there shouldn't be any kind of negative, certainly not a substantial negative impact from the deviation for the height of the carports.
You talk about
the benefits of them, but just talk a little bit about the deviation and the impact on the use.
Sure. So as far as visibility from, you know, from Hose Lane, they're behind the building, so they're basically not going to be visible at all. And the carports themselves, I think, have a pleasing aesthetic design with that inverted V and a little bit of structure under the middle of them. Those carports are going to, actually have lighting built into them that's downwardly directed lighting that will light the parking lot. So some of the existing poles that are out there currently will be removed, and that lighting will be replaced by this. But, you know, I think that the benefits of the, you know, of the solar installation for clean energy for the community, and actually, you know, alternative or clean energy is considered an inherently beneficial use. But the I think the deviations that we're requesting are appropriate for the installation that we're seeking and the scale of it, and that it can be granted with not substantial detriment to the public good nor to the zone plan and the zone ordinance. And, that ultimately what we're going to have here is something that's going to be beneficial to both the building owner and the community.
Okay. And then if you can just provide the same standard for the rooftop.
Yeah, well, as I said, the rooftop is really a de minimis exception. And once again, I don't see it creating any detriment, and that, you know, that it can be granted without detriment to the public good or the zone plan or zoning ordinance.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I don't have any other questions for Mr. Quay.
And let me ask my other board members. Does anyone on the board have any questions for Mr. Quay? Henry, any comments?
Yeah.
Chairman, I have a couple comments. Henry, go first.
You want me to go first, John? You know, the only comments I have, and I think Mr. Quay did a pretty good job of outlining some of the things we had talked about, and I'm in agreement with most of the things that he had said. I do have a concern about the electric charging stations. And you know, this is basically a project that you're promoting clean energy, and obviously the township's all for that, which is why the electric charging stations are in the ordinance now. We're trying to promote clean energy and, you know, multiple levels. And I applaud the owner for trying to go towards clean energy, but I think that's sort of counterproductive to say that, you know, putting in the solar panels to save money and to create clean energy, but then not providing the charging stations for employees to who have electric vehicles to be able to charge those vehicles at the site. I'm not saying that the 11 are the required 11 charging stations may all be needed, especially in light of, you know, how lightly used the office have been in the last couple of years. But I think there may be a compromise that could be made where a few charging stations are a requirement. I understand it would be, you know, probably on the owner versus the your applicant here who's doing the solar panel array. But again, unfortunately, Cliff and I really didn't talk too much about those charging stations. You know, I don't have an issue with really the other variances. I think his proofs speak for themselves. I believe things that he didn't even touch upon were the increased buffering that we're going to be putting around the perimeter of the site to replace some of the interior trees that are going to help buffer the site. But again, my only concern is, you know, perhaps not 11, but perhaps, you know, four charging stations or three charging stations should be added to the site to provide some promotion of electric vehicle use for the employees of the site.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I might, the owner, it's my understanding as the attorney that the owners are pursuing with a separate partner, and that would be a separate application, and that the timing is the issue. The timing is the issue with the solar project. I'm sure that the board can understand and appreciate the fact that we have a number of different players here that would be necessary to install the charging stations. Solops and their contractor, SolarSense, are solar installers. And the owners have, the owners of the property are working with on the solar aspect of this right now. And the solar aspect of this is not related to they're different disciplines, they're different technologies. They're not the same. And while I understand, Mr. Hinderstein, you know, your concern about it, this is one step towards, and this is a big step towards a cleaner energy and, you know, a green, quote unquote, green way of proceeding. And I would not like to see, I think it would be almost counterproductive to require this applicant, who is the solar aspect, to then have to contract with or to have this application be conditioned on the owner doing something when the owner is working with the solar installer.
I understand that, but it's a combined effort here. It's the owner is part of this application. It's not just the solar company. It's solar company in conjunction with the owner together are proposing this application. Without the owner, this doesn't happen. So again, and it's directly impacting the parking area. And the parking area is what we're talking about. We're talking about electric stations. You know, we're ripping up parking spaces. We're running electrical conduit from the building to the solar array. It seems appropriate timing-wise that this would be the time to do it when you are ripping up the parking lot, when you are changing, the parking configuration in the lot. You know, maybe John, you have a little bit of insight on this as well.
But, no, I'm going to suggest a compromise based on what Susan said at the outset. She said that the owners were committed to the installation of the charging stations, but not right now. And what you could do is make a condition that the solar stations are to be installed, subject to the location approval of Henry, with a certain time frame on it. And if they don't do it, they'll be in violation of their approval and know the consequences.
Sounds like a compromise to me.
I think that sounds like a fair compromise.
So Susan,
again, I'm sorry, John, I missed what your question was.
Why don't you suggest a time frame and or object to the suggestion?
And would it be the four, Mr. Henderson?
I'm sorry?
How many units, Henry?
Well, again, I was looking at four because of the nature of this being combined with this application. I think half of what is required would be a good compromise at this point. Maybe let's say five spaces. If we're going to push it at some point within the next 2 years, these charging stations will be built, then I think, you know, five, six spaces, because now we're pushing it 2 years down the line. There's going to be that many more, I think, electric vehicles.
Electric cars on the road.
On the market. And so I don't want to shortchange the ordinance. And again, I think that the trade-off would be is we're going to give you, you know, perhaps 2 years to get to that finish line. So, you know, I think somewhere in that half of the number should be
awesome.
Right. And again, it's not a new site. And I understand completely when you're building a new site, you can plan for it. It's part of your program. I appreciate the fact that, as you said, that we are, in order to do the solar installation, it's also making changes to the parking area. It's up to the board. I mean, you can certainly make it a condition of approval and deny that variance or modify that variance request to require within 2 years five charging stations. And we will have to work that out with the owner. And if we can't, then the application would not be built. So, you know, would not be completed. So, it's certainly the board's prerogative to deny the variance or to modify to grant the variance in a limited aspect of the five to be installed from 2 years of the resolution, I would assume. That's certainly your prerogative.
Thank you, Mr. Wright.
The board understands that denying it would require the full eight now. I think there's a reasonable compromise, as I suggested.
11, John.
Do you have other comments on this application?
I do not.
I have just several. The lights on the canopy are going to stay on all the time or shut off during non-working hours?
I don't know the answer to that, but maybe one of the people from the construction company.
The practice in the township has been to shut them off when you're not working.
Yeah, I would think
Is there a time on that, John?
Non-working hours, you know.
We're flexible.
Yeah, 8 to, you know, or 5 in the morning or something. I mean, people come in all different times.
Yeah, is there the ability to keep a few on just for security purposes?
Of course.
Yeah, unless I hear something different from our applicant, that certainly sounds like something that can be worked out.
And the panels themselves, are these non-glare?
Susan, we might need to get Chris or Joe to answer that.
I'm thinking that. Chris, is that something that you can speak to, Chris Gorga?
Because I commented the design makes the smallest profile you could backing to the high school. But if these things are like the old mirror ones.
Yeah.
I will say this, the design of the canopies with the V shape, actually the panels themselves are really not visible looking at them because they're sloped inward, they're sloped inward on the V.
Is there somebody who knows the answer?
Yeah, I see Chris Gorga has unmuted himself. Chris, do you just introduce yourself? Tell the board, and you're going to need to be sworn.
Yes. Mr. Gorga, could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Sure. It's Chris Gorga at 28 Mountain View Drive in North Haldane, New Jersey, 07508. I am the president of SolarSense, a solar development company here, and I've been working with the project owner and the property owner to, put this project together. And sir, to answer your question about non-glare, I cannot give you a specific on that. I can tell you that the panels are glass, but these panels are also approved, next to adjacent to airports and whatnot. I would think they would meet that same kind of approval there. Also, over in the parking lot over on 371 Hose Lane, the south of the south-facing part of the parking lot is to the front of it, away from the back where you're talking about the high school. So everything will be pitched towards, towards the front of the building, away from the high school.
Okay. Well, I don't think we have a hard answer on this, but I agree the design has turned them away. I would suggest that the condition be that they utilize a non-glare panel where possible, or some language to that sort.
That's,
or encourage. How about that? Encourage.
Yeah, to you. Encourage. That's fair.
Okay. Henry, on landscaping, I assume that was covered and dealt with.
Yeah, I worked out a lot of these comments through a site visit with Mr. Quay. I think he's agreed to work with me and we'll come to an agreement on all of these landscaped items or landscape concerns. And
I had the same comment, but not to the detail. I have no other comments or suggestions, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, John.
I think he's done.
Okay. Any other questions? Any board members have any other questions?
I guess I have one question. Are we going to be voting on the modification to the variance for the charging stations for some period of time, whether it's 2 years or 1 year? Is that going to be modified?
I think that's what we're going to do. I'm going to suggest that the board consider that five units to be built over the next 2 years in order for this application to be approved.
Okay, thank you.
And encourage the lighting was the word that Chadwick used. Encourage that we use buffered lighting whenever possible.
That the panels are non-glare variety.
Non-glare, got it, okay. Any other questions for any board members? Jim, take it to the public?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
I'm not seeing anyone, Chairman.
Okay, hearing none, the public portion is closed. I'm in favor of approving this application with the comments that Henry and John mentioned in their testimony. So I'll be voting for it with the language that Mr. Keneally will tell us.
I'll second.
CalPERS, please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Alley?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Rubright will memorialize a resolution on our next meeting.
Okay, I appreciate that. And when is the next meeting, Mr. Kinley?
July 8th.
July 8th.
Okay, great. Thank you for that.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll see you in about 10 seconds. moving on to item number 12, 21-ZB-19/20V, Solops LLC.
Yes, thank you. For the record, Susan Rubright. I'm an attorney with Brock Eichler in Roseland, New Jersey. I am representing Solops LLC, who is the applicant. The property is 377 Hose Lane, known as Block 6003, Lot 12.01. This property is located in the BP1 Business Professional 1 zone. There is an office building existing on the property along with a related parking lot. The proposal is to install carport and rooftop solar panels and related equipment. Solar installations are a conditional use under your ordinances. This application does not meet all of the conditions of this conditional use, and hence we are before this board. We are seeking this evening preliminary and final site plan approval to install the carports and the rooftop panels. We are also seeking variances from your conditional use ordinance for the height of the structure supporting the solar panel in the parking lot. A maximum of 10 feet is permitted, whereas 20.33 feet is proposed. We're also seeking a variance from the condition of the height of the solar panel on the roof. 12 inches is permitted, whereas a maximum of 12.3 inches is proposed. With this application, we are also seeking a side yard setback variance. 15 feet is proposed, and due to the proximity of this parking lot next to the parking lot of the adjacent property, they are co-joined essentially. So we are seeking a variance for that. We are also seeking a variance from the plug-in electric vehicle charging stations and a variance for the two park spaces, which we are eliminating in order to install the dumpster. And then there is an existing 10-foot high fence, whereas a 6-foot fence is proposed. So we are seeking a variance for the installation of that fence. It was not installed by us, but it was brought up in Mr. Hinderstein's report. So we're seeking a variance for that. I think it's fair to say that we will be seeking a modification of that variance request for the plug-in electric vehicle charging stations to ask for a variance for the number of plug-in parking spaces to be reduced to 5 and that they be allowed to be installed within the next 2 years.
Susan, just to say, this site actually requires 5. We may want to request reducing it to 3 if we can.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that. And we'll
sorry
have some
about
testimony.
That.
No, it's all right. We'll have some testimony on that. My witness tonight is Cliff Quay. We have your report, who is going to be providing professional planning and engineering testimony. We have the report from Mr. Hinderstein on this site as well. And we will be able to, I know Mr. Quay has worked with him, and we can confirm that we will agree to continue to work with Mr. Hinderstein to comply with his report to his satisfaction. So I would like to have, and I also have Chris Gorga in the event that there are any other questions regarding the solar panels. So what I would like to do at this point is have Mr. Quay sworn, and he can provide the benefit of his professional qualifications and his background.
Mr. Quay, could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Clifton Quay, Quay, 10,000 Mid-Atlantic Drive, Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
Has your engineering or professional planning license been revoked in the past 20 minutes?
No, it has not, to the best of my knowledge.
I believe, Mr. Chairman, that we can accept Mr. Quay as an engineer and planner.
I agree. Please proceed.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Quay. Just provide just a basic background of the location of the lot, the size. I already indicated what the zone was, the existing physical characteristics, the existing building, for example. And then if you can describe the proposed carports.
Certainly. So this site actually sits immediately to the south of the one we just got done describing. On this particular site, there's a shared parking lot. I mean, there's some crossovers. There's islands down the middle that separate it from the building that's immediately to the south of this. So we're dealing essentially with the north building and the north lot of these two buildings that sort of sit next to each other. The canopies that are being proposed are in the rear lot, and they are of a V-shaped design with central columns that sit basically on what would be the center stripe of the existing parking spaces. And, you know, with that V going inward toward the middle of those spaces. The relief that we require is because we don't meet the conditions of a conditional use on this. Solar is permitted in the zone, and solar is also recognized as an apparently beneficial use, but the conditions we don't meet, as were stated, was the overall height of the canopies. A 10 is maximum of 10 is required. We are seeking a maximum of 20.33 at the outside edge of the V. Reasons for that are related to clearance of, you know, trucks coming through the lot so that there's enough, you know, there's enough ground clearance under there, you know, as you get back into the V to get a truck around it without hitting the canopy. In addition, the rooftop solar, because of the slight pitch that's on those panels, has an overall height of 12.3 inches, and the conditional use requires that no more than 12 inches is permitted above the rooftop. This is a flat roof building, and I don't believe that that deviation, that de minimis deviation of 0.3 inches is going to create any additional visibility of these panels from the ground plane. And once again, this is a, you know, this is a three-story building. I had the opportunity to meet on site with Mr. Hinterstein to review his letters and his comments. And, you know, I'm comfortable that we're going to be able to work out, you know, satisfactory resolution to the issues in his letter based on both our site visit and my follow-up call with him yesterday. And then the other, you know, the other variances, you know, related to a side setback of 3 feet where a minimum of 15 feet is required. This is really, this is on the common property line that runs down the middle of the parking lot. So it's a bit of a technical variance because this is a, you know, this is a lot that sort of blends into each other, but it's got a property line running down the middle of it. You know, that I'll talk a little bit about the criteria and why I think that variance is appropriate in a minute. Outside of that, the one other variance that was identified, or two others that were identified as part of the review letter by Mr. Hinterstein, were that there is an existing chiller that is in the parking lot in the back that has a fenced enclosure around it. It's basically a screening fence, and that fence is 10 feet in height. I believe the ordinance does not allow anything over 6, and I was not aware of any evidence that when that fence went in, it got a variance. So we're seeking that variance to the extent that we need it for basically an existing nonconformance. The fence itself, I think from the height of it's appropriate for screening the equipment that's inside it. It currently has some barbed wire on the top that we were going to remove as part of this, which was also one of the comments in the letter. And there's also some repairs that we're going to do to that as part of the, you know, part of the application. But we would like it to remain at 10 feet. And I think that the height of that, given the height of the equipment inside, which is frankly just a hair over that 10 feet, is appropriate for screening that mechanical equipment that services the building. The other item is similar to our previous application, where the two parking spaces will be taken up to build a formal enclosure for the dumpsters that sit in the lot currently. So to the extent that we require it, we're seeking a reduction in two parking spaces on the lot. The current lot has somewhere in excess of 257 spaces. And once again, I don't believe that we have any issue with having enough parking spaces on this lot. And that reduction of two and the associated variance that may be required to go with that could be granted without any detriment to the overall function of the building. And as a matter of fact, I think your ordinance currently requires 5 spaces per 1,000 on office space, which frankly, based on current standards, and I think the changing face of how every office is going to operate in the future, is probably a little higher than it might ultimately be as time goes on. So, you know, I do believe that all these variances can be granted. The benefits of installing the solar panels, you know, I think are clear, you know, with providing alternative energy, with providing a stable energy source to the owner of the building. This is once again a zero net meter situation where, you know, the canopies will provide in excess of 90% of the power needs for the building on an annual basis. And then it also provides, you know, a building in the community with clean energy which is certainly beneficial. So on the negative side, I believe that all these variances can be granted without any substantial detriment to the public good or any substantial impingement of the zone plan or zoning ordinance, and that the benefits, in my mind, clearly outweigh any detriments for the installation. So, Susan, is there anything I missed there?
No, I think you covered it. I would just like some clarification with regard to the number of carports, the number of charging stations that are required, and I believe you said it was five. So
per the ordinance, there are five required if we're going to follow the same metric as we did on the previous application. Then we would be, you know, looking at either two or three at the board's discretion, you know, and to be placed, you know, within a 2-year period of memorialization of the resolution.
My suggestion to the board would probably be, let's try to keep it at four. Reason being, again, I just feel like electric vehicles will continue to grow. I think the ordinance, to be honest with you, is set up pretty well for, I think, that growing, future growing demand for electric vehicle charging stations. And again, the last site, 11, was quite a bit, but again, everything's based on the size of the buildings. So I'd be a little hesitant to go less than four in this particular case. That's my personal opinion. I'll let the board come to their own conclusion, but if you're spending the effort to put them in, I would err on the side of being a little bit more overburdened with charging stations than underburdened with them, since I think that's sort of the trend that we're seeing.
Mr. Chadwick? Nothing? Okay. Any other board members have any questions for this application?
Can we add the same condition as for anti-glare panel for this one also?
Yeah, I was going to offer that wording as well, suggesting that they, well, encouraging that they use the anti-glare. And I think Henry's recommendation of four charging stations is what I would be comfortable with to gain an approval of this application. Hearing no one else on the board, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions for this application or any comments? Ms. Buckley?
Brian Rack.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Brian.
Mr. Rack, could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road.
Thank you.
I just had a question. If you're going to require them put in four charging stations instead of five, could you require them to bury the electrical conduit needed for the fifth charging station so that if in the future, like 2 years from now, they want to put in the fifth, the conduit's already there and they can comply without excavation or digging or anything?
Sure. Certainly, if the board saw fit to require that, they could do that.
Okay. I just think that would be helpful because then, hey, the conduit's already in the ground, conduit's cheap, excavation is the expensive part. So that was all I had. Thank you.
I don't necessarily know that new conduit would even be required. I think once you're running the conduit out to the charging stations, you could use that same conduit probably to feed more than the four charging stations if need be, or there would be a junction box, I would imagine, that they could use. So, but we could look at that for sure. And I don't think the applicant would have any issue with
Just to back up Henry, he's correct. It's basically a big extension cord, and then you just break off from it.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Brian. Any other members?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know. Did we deal with the lights? Did I miss something? I know we dealt with the glare.
No, we did not talk about lights.
Ms. Rubright, would you agree to the same condition on this application as we talked about in the last application?
That the shutoff time would be
at the end of working hours, except for a few security lights.
Security, okay. Yes, that's acceptable.
Thank you, Ms. Rubright. Anyone else in the public?
No, sir.
Okay, public portion is closed. I would make a offer an approval of this application with the four charging stations and all the language you used in the prior application as far as lighting and anti-glare. So I would make a motion to approve.
A second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes. Right. We will also memorialize this one on July 8th.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for your attention.
All right.
Nice to see everyone and enjoy the rest of your summer.
Sure. Thank you as well.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Item number 13, adoption of the resolution.
The first resolution is Jeanette Ponce. This was application was approved. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Mohammed El Ashri. This application was approved. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Hugo Chacon. This application was approved. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next resolution, Luis and Rose Avila. This application was approved. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last resolution, Cynthia Parker, rebuild the fire-damaged house. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have for this evening.
Let's go to item number 14, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of June 10th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Let's move on to item number 15, adjournment. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Once again, thank you all for spending your evening with us and volunteering for the Township of Piscataway. You guys take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Yes, happy 4th.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye, Bill.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Bye, Roy.
Record.